And here we are at 23 minutes past 8 o'clock. I alluded to the fact that we would be chatting with Dylan Merrick. He's brought with him Sam and Tinus Stunder, all from IPSS Medical Rescue, Search and Rescue, the IPSS brand, very close to life and style. And I was horrified to hear that you guys were set upon at a scene of an accident on the weekend. Tell us about that, Dylan.
We responded to an accident at Thompson's Bay, and on arrival there was a collision between two vehicles and one patient lying on the ground. I was first on scene. I had family members in the car, and as soon as I arrived on scene, the so-called patient was absolutely combative. And on arrival of our advanced life paramedic, the two groups, obviously from the two different vehicles, basically started pulling and pushing him. One group wanted him to treat the patient. One group were refusing that he could treat the patient.
It sounds absolutely bizarre. Now, this took place when? Saturday, Sunday?
Saturday afternoon.
Yes, Saturday afternoon, Thompson's Bay.
Oh, it's ridiculous. As a result, no doubt, of plenty of liquor on the beach. Or I would imagine that was the cause. You seem to indicate that they were intoxicated.
They certainly appeared to be highly intoxicated, as did the patient who was lying on the ground.
So now, as a direct result of lack of control on the beach or in a public open space by the municipality, we end up with our paramedics being attacked by drunken louts.
Absolutely.
How does this happen? On a long weekend, when people are visiting Ballito, we should all be enjoying the beautiful facilities in peace and harmony, etc. This single incident, which I believe is not isolated, but that's my own opinion. I have heard of other similar incidents taking, not paramedics being attacked, but certainly drunken thuggery. And it seems to be getting out of control. What is your view?
Well, the situation escalated. We eventually sent our paramedic away without treating the patient because he was in danger.
Is that Tinus?
No, it was a youngster named Tristan.
Okay.
Tinus was in the area with his family as well. And when he heard the story on the PTTs, he came to assist. And after our paramedic left, we got into our vehicles, and as we were leaving, there was an altercation actually behind my vehicle involving probably 30 people fighting with each other. And then the entire group then turned on a car guard and attacked a car guard, claiming that he was responsible for the accident. I then got out of my vehicle to try and stop people from injuring the car guard, together with a security officer from a local security company. The crowd then turned on me and the security officer. I mean, you can see the results on my face.
Yeah, if this was television, it looks like you have been stomped on royally. Is that was what happened, was it? You apparently were down on the ground and they were kicking you or jumping on your face.
That's correct.
Animals. I sincerely hope that the law is going to be brought to the full force of the law against them. Do you know who the perpetrators were?
Oh, yeah, we're aware of who they are. We have their details, and we are in the process of registering cases with SAPS. But I have my doubts if anything will happen.
Tinus, you were on the scene. From your perspective, what did you come across when you arrived?
Yeah, so that was pretty accurate what Dylan just described. The hostility was there from the start between these two groups. We then left the scene. I was literally in my vehicle, made a U-turn, and I was ready to depart the scene. Looked up at my rearview mirror, and that's when I saw them pulling Dylan to the ground and literally jumping on him and giving him a proper beating. I then got out of my vehicle to try and de-escalate the situation, but by then it was just out of hand, happened so quickly, must have been in excess of 30 people, thankfully not armed, they were all beachgoers at the time, but there was a lot of screaming, shouting, shoving, pushing. We attempted multiple times to de-escalate the situation, we got some help from private security officers, but all of us just ended up getting beaten properly, and then we left.
What is your takeaway from this? And what I'm referring to is, presumably, this isn't going to discourage you from doing what you were doing, which was performing a civic duty to go to the assistance of someone in trouble. Why would you do it again? This is crazy.
I mean, absolutely. It's not nice. And the fact that, you know, we were there for probably, I would say, between 20 and 30 minutes from start to finish. And at no point was there any assistance, even though our original paramedic did reach out and say, look, things are a little hostile. I'm feeling unsafe. Can somebody try and assist me? And we didn't receive any outside help. And then even though the patients were already gone, there was nothing left to treat, we still ended up, you know, getting under attack, which is, it's not nice. And you feel hesitant to send your younger and less experienced staff members into, you know, Balita, which is a prime place. It's supposed to be safe.
It's totally unacceptable. There was, at one stage, a very well-coordinated effort to ensure that there was police presence on the beaches, that liquor was confiscated if it was seen to be being brought into the situation. There were searches conducted legally. It seemed to be extremely well managed for a while. Everyone was hopeful that Balita was on the up and up in these incidents. And it's just a few louts and absolute rubbish that, in my humble opinion, have no place in society, not polite society anyway, and should be dealt with the full might of the authorities. Have you guys been in touch with the station commander, for example?
We've been in touch with the police, and we will be going there again today to open a formal case. But, Dave, I have to bring to your attention an example that happened yesterday again at the same beach. There was an incident involving the security officers who are tasked illegally, in my opinion, to search people going onto the beach for alcohol. And there was an altercation, and the police were called. All the messages are on a WhatsApp group. And the police came back and said they have no resources and KDM have no resources, as all their resources have been sent to a political event in Sharkers Kraal. So the ratepayers had no assistance, who are the source of income for this municipality.
Now, seriously, I think it's time that ordinary people said enough is enough. This is becoming... in terms of the investment that one has, I'm talking about people that live and work and operate in this part of the world, it's a lifestyle that is precious. It's certainly under, I'm not going to use emotive language, I'll just use descriptive language. It would be, I think, fair to say that the lifestyle that we've enjoyed for many years is under attack through rampant malfeasance and certainly lack of intervention by the authorities to protect ordinary citizens from this kind of thuggery. But we are well resourced in this community. I don't think that it's a situation that we can simply allow to pass into the annals of anecdote. This is a serious matter, and it must be taken up at the highest degree. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to get hold of the ward councillor for that particular ward. I believe it's Privy Naidu. Is it? Would that be?
Thompson's Bay falls under Balita, I think.
Does it? Yep. So that would be Ayabonga Zwane, I think. And I will get the ward councillor's opinion as to what should happen. I'll also be in touch with the station commander of the SAPS and see what we can do from a municipality's input as well, because this is a situation where clearly the rights of all law-abiding citizens are under attack. The fact that paramedics come under attack like this on a weekend when families are out enjoying themselves and exposed to this kind of absolute thuggery, unacceptable in the extreme. Samantha, you've been very quiet, but I could hear from the voice note that you put out on social media that you were very upset yesterday. What is your take on it?
Well, from a personal perspective, it's obviously a very emotional incident that took place. But yes, it's unfortunate, and it's going to continue happening in the future, and it results in people simply doing their jobs, whether it's security officers or car guards trying to make a living, and our paramedics, who are at the brunt of you know, these sorts of situations, you know, and are being attacked and assaulted, whether it's verbally or physically. You know, the municipality does need to step up. And we saw in December it worked fantastically, having KDM on the beaches, controlling alcohol going onto the beaches, and it worked. It's just something we have to look at continuing in the future.
Yeah, we need to get the municipality in, absolutely. This is not a matter of mere service delivery or lack thereof. This is now a health and safety issue of major importance, and we simply cannot, as a community, stand by and let it go unchecked. There has to be intervention now, and in this particular case, heads must roll, as they say in the classics, whether that's the perpetrators or those that failed to protect the public from this kind of malfeasance. There are bylaws. Why are they not being implemented? The fact that there's a political rally in Sharker's Kraal is not a good enough reason to allow the public to be left unprotected in a situation like this. No, absolutely. I'm horrified to get, as I would imagine everyone listening to this is equally as distressed to hear about what went down on the weekend. It cannot be allowed to pass. And, well, all I can say is that from our perspective as a media company, we'll do our best to expose and to bring to the attention of the authorities what is going down and get their response and commitment, at least, to make sure that it doesn't happen again. Dylan, from your just as a sort of wrap up, you supply a medical service, a medical response service, much of which is done, I would imagine, the search and rescue side of things and the awful side of it, recovering victims of drowning, etc., etc. A lot of that's done as a community service, and you presumably, it's a resource that everyone respects and acknowledges as essential and vital. I asked you at the beginning, has this incident now changed to a degree your approach to protecting the community, or are you still resolute that you will be out there?
What we've decided, you know, between the three of us, we certainly, the Ballito beaches, on weekends and holidays, we will not respond to medical calls until either KDM, SAPS, or his local security company can assure us that it's 100% safe for our paramedics to go to the beach.
And the interesting thing about this is that every single drowning incident, or, you know, where people have been saved from drowning, I would imagine almost every single one of those has been, to a degree, assisted by private medical care, because we don't have, I mean, the lifeguards do what they can, but they're not medically trained to the same level as the paramedics. And if this is going to be the situation going forward, we are in serious trouble. And listen, I support you. I think until they can come to the party with at least minimal protection, I would be in exactly the same situation as you. Why should you put your lives at risk when you're not being protected? It's unacceptable. I hope that we manage collectively to bring enough attention to the situation to force the municipal safety and security officers to attend to their duties and to deliver the kind of service that we demand as ratepayers, and that hopefully you guys will be able to continue to do what you do, and thank you for your service. You do remarkable work. I'm just shocked and horrified that you should have been the victim of this. But thank you for bringing it to the public attention like this, and I wish you a speedy recovery from your injuries. You do look like you have been through the wars, which is not pleasant, but, you know, luckily you seem to be able to smile about it. I don't think I would be. And there it is, chatting to paramedics of the highest order from IPSS, Search and Rescue and Medical Rescue, who were attacked on the weekend simply for going to the aid and assistance of an accident victim. Unacceptable. Thank you for joining me. This will go up as a podcast. I hope that you will share the podcast widely, folks, and make sure that collectively we bring pressure to bear on our beloved municipal structures and security structures to make sure that this doesn't happen again, ever. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks,
Dave. Thank you. Bye.